The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Another parable Jesus put before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then what do you want us to, do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Let both of them grow together, says the farmer in today's gospel, referring to the wheat and the weeds. Now, is that what you would do? Does that make sense to you? Well, I bet it didn't make much sense to the workers who want to gather up and get rid of all those weeds. It doesn't make much sense to me either. I have a hard time letting both the wheat and the weeds grow together. For me, maybe for you as well, it's pretty simple. Wheat is good. Weeds are bad. Wheat feeds and nourishes life. Weeds take up space and choke life. Now, having been born and raised in New York City, I'm not very big on gardening. I'm not very good at knowing what's a weed and what's a plant that I actually want. Now, dandelions, of course, are pretty obvious. They eat up your lawn, at least up north. I've never seen a dandelion down here. Do they not exist in Florida? Well, unless you're good at making dandelion wine, dandelions are a real nuisance. But when it comes to regular plants, I'm not so good. And maybe that's the point Jesus is making. We often don't know. It's sometimes difficult to distinguish the wheat from the weeds, whether they're in the garden of our backyard or the garden of our own life. When you look back on your life, have you ever been wrong about which was weeds and which was grain? Have you ever changed your mind about what is wheat and what is weed? Sometimes it's just not as clear cut as we think it should be. Today's parable reminds me of an ancient Chinese story written about the year 139 BCE. It goes something like this. Once upon a time, there was a farmer who lost a horse. It ran away. And his neighbors came that evening and said, "That's unfortunate." And the farmer said, "Maybe." Well, the next day, the horse came back, bringing seven other wild horses. And the neighbors came back and said, "That's great, isn't it?" And the farmer said, "Maybe." Well, the next day, the farmer's son was attempting to tame one of the wild horses when he was thrown and broke his leg. Well, again, the neighbors came to the farmer and said, "Well, that's too bad, isn't it?" And the farmer said, "Maybe." But the next day, the conscription officers came looking for people for the army, but they rejected the farmer's son because he had a broken leg. And the neighbors came around that evening and said, "Isn't that wonderful?" And the farmer said, "Maybe." Now, is that what wheat growing in your garden? Maybe. Or is that a weed growing in your garden? Maybe. Is that wheat growing in the garden of another? Maybe. Is it a weed? Maybe. I wish life was so simple as weeds or wheat. I wish it was easy as getting on my knees and pulling some weeds. But it's not. We all have wheat and weeds growing in the gardens of our lives. More and more, however, I'm finding my life to be an intertwined and complicated maybe. It's so easy and tempting to categorize events, experiences, others, even parts of ourselves, as either wheat or weeds. Listen to the rhetoric of our politicians. Read the posts on social media. Pay attention to your opinions and judgments of yourself and others. It's usually either wheat or weeds, and we're pretty darn sure which is which at most times in our life. That's what the workers are doing in today's parable. They want to pull some weeds. They're sure that they can tell the difference between the wheat and the weeds. Now, one reference I looked at said the weeds referenced in the parable aren't just ordinary weeds. It's what is sometimes called false wheat. It grows alongside wheat, and it looks like wheat. Its roots and the roots of the wheat intertwine. And you really can't tell the difference until both plants mature. Until then, it's always a maybe. That's why the farmer tells the workers, in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let them both grow together. The farmer knows that with maturity, the workers will see the difference between the wheat and the weeds. And I'm not talking about the maturity of the plants only. I'm talking about the maturity of the workers. Your maturity, mine. Haven't there been times when you said or thought, "I wish I knew now what I knew then"? We never say that. "I wish I knew then what I know now." hindsight is always 20/20. With maturity, our seeing changes. We have the benefit of more experience, a deeper understanding, and greater wisdom. And the world today could sure use a lot more of that. So what would it be like, and what would it take to live more in the maybe of life than in the separation of wheat and weeds? What if maybe is what holds the door open for the future? Maybe keeps us from claiming to know more than we really do or can know. It's slow to make a final judgment or conclusion. It asks us to be willing to be surprised and to live with curiosity. It offers us the benefit of the doubt. It allows time for growth and change and new possibilities. Maybe keeps our hearts soft and our eyes open. Maybe is a field of possibilities and hope. Maybe is a field of wheat. Maybe is a field of weeds. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Maybe tomorrow will be worse. I don't know. But I want to show up and find out. I want to give life a chance. I want to give you and others a chance. I want to give myself a chance. I want to give God a chance. In the book, The Life of Meaning, The Life of Meaning, which I've quoted from before, there's an article written by an Orthodox Jewish woman named Blue Goldberg. And she talks about her family, especially her father, who is a deeply religious man. Now, her brother-in-law had a massive heart attack. Fortunately, he was in New Orleans at the time, near what is an excellent cardiac hospital. While he was saved, there was still a lot of damage, and he had to retire at a very young age. A year later, her niece was mugged on the street where they lived. Several months after that, their house burned down in an electrical fire. You just can't make this stuff up. 6 months later, early Thanksgiving morning, a week before they were supposed to move in, another fire broke out, caused by a careless contractor's cigarette. Do you notice I still know how to do that? It's a skill you learn from 20 years of smoking. So that Thanksgiving morning, she was speaking with her sister, who said, "You know, somebody up there doesn't like us." Well, she then called her mother, who told her that her father was crying while he was saying his morning prayers. Now, unlike me, he really wasn't a crier. Now, presuming the house fire was the last straw for him, she asked him when she was talking to him what he was thinking while he was praying. And he said, "All morning long, I couldn't help but think of the phrase, 'God's acts of loving kindness never cease.' God's acts of loving kindness never cease. Once again, they were saved. Once again, they were saved." The wheat and the weeds. Life kept shelling out weed after weed after weed to that poor family. But the wheat, God's acts of loving kindness never cease. God saved them again. Amen.